Okay, sounds good.
Dr. Preetam Ghosh is in Dallas, listening to a patient's lungs in the East Texas town of Sulphur Springs. And no, this isn't a story about a 100-mile-long stethoscope. It's about bringing high-tech telemedicine to the masses.
Just start on the right, go top to bottom, then go to the left, top to bottom.
Naomi Crawford, who's 82, has been at the ICU at Hopkins County Memorial Hospital for 2 days. She's sedated and has wires and tubes running in all directions. Dr. Ghosh, who's a face on a 24-inch flat screen, is trying to determine whether she's ready to be removed from a ventilator.
Even if the numbers looked great, given what we're about to try to do, this extubation process, I would never do unless I actually laid eyes on the person.
And while he may not be here in person, with this telemedicine setup, he can control a 360-degree camera, zoom in on charts and monitors, and listen to the chest and lungs with a stethoscope plugged into a USB port.
While I was looking at the ventilator, I actually zoomed up to look at her vitals. I zoomed down to look at the ventilator, and then I zoomed around to look at her. And just using four arrows and the zoom in, zoom out, I was able to see all the critical things that's in her room.
Many hospitals in rural Texas have trouble recruiting critical care specialists like Dr. Ghosh. That means transferring local patients to larger hospitals in other cities, losing business, and often putting an emotional and financial strain on the family. Mrs. Crawford's daughter, Sharon, says she's relieved she won't have to move her mom to Tyler.
I think this is one of the greatest things that they've got, to be able for him to be in Dallas and still be able to check on her. This is wonderful.
The whole demand for telemedicine has been pent up.
Stephen Cracknell founded Dallas-based U.S. Medical IT. It's the company that designed the telemedicine cart for the Sulphur Springs Hospital. He says barriers to telemedicine, like cost and reimbursement from insurers, still exist, but they're beginning to crumble. His computer on wheels system combines high-tech gear with a secure online platform to keep patient data private.
And what we do is we append on these FDA-approved devices, make sure that there's a solid workflow and maintain those machines. It's not rocket science. Telemedicine is really just video conferencing with a set of, you know, accoutrements that the doctors need to make a diagnosis.
Still, it's expensive. One telemedicine cart with maintenance and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars.
I do believe that this technology does have the power to transform the way we provide critical care in small rural areas.
Jeremy Kahn is a telemedicine expert at the University of Pittsburgh.
But there are reasonable questions about whether the financial investment is justified by the small improvements in outcome that are also quite variable and are certainly not guaranteed.
Kahn says access to trained critical care physicians at ICUs does improve some survival rates and recovery times, but studies aren't clear-cut.
Conceptually, the argument is very strong, and there are some types of hospitals where telemedicine is likely to have a very large impact, and it's most likely to occur at these small rural hospitals where they don't have access to trained intensivists without this remote technology.
Return on investment for telemedicine may be hard to calculate, in part because there's no one right dosage. It's a medicine that has to be customized for each hospital and each clinic. Done right, Kahn says, it can keep patients in their own communities connected to healthcare specialists at a reduced cost and greater convenience. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.